Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned into GQ Palace. Love, life, and loyalty with Steph Dallas. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
It's your boy, Mike J. So I'll make you stand up. Yeah, we popping bottles and throwing them dollars up. And VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on the chrome. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money popping.
Is it because women thought they're going to have a good man when he comes home, or
that man just taking care of business when he's in the street, you know, whether he was working hard, 9 to 5, taking care of all his bills, or was he just a hustling-ass nigga that took care of your ass and tricked all his money off of you, made you look good, bought you a house, cars, clothes, whatever, took care of the kids, took all the bills, and you know when he come home, he's going to be back on his grind, back on his business, and doing the same thing all over again. Now, how come men don't do biz with women? Is it because y'all wasn't shit when y'all was in the street? Or y'all ain't take care of the man when y'all was taking care of the man? You know, what is it? This topic came about because a good friend of mine, last week she went to go see a homegirl that got locked up. And she said she was on the bus. And the bus was filled up. And when she went to the visit, everybody got off the bus and went to go see the men. And when she went in the women's house, there was only 7 people down on the visit. And it was no men seeing the women. It was all women seeing their girlfriends. But all these women got off the bus to go see these niggas. So she wants to know, how come women do biz for men, but men won't do biz for women? And we got our first call on the air. We have Mark on the line. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Mark, what's the deal, player boy?
What's up?
Ain't nothing, man. Just lounging with my feet up, sitting in the barber shop, you know, sipping on a little something, a little margarita, you know, and talking about this here shit we got going on today.
Well, let me make a few comments.
Shoot, baby.
First, you need to change that bullshit-ass music.
Man, listen, man, that's my pop them bottles music, man. You can't disrespect the homie, man.
You need to put it up with some more upbeat stuff, man. You know, some love, lust, and lies bullshit that we be talking about.
So that's what you want to hear, some more sexual, ratchet ass orientated shit that goes with the show. Is that what you're trying to say? If that's what you're trying to say, I'm gonna put my bed in and change this music just for you, player.
All right. Secondly, I know all of those that's out there listening. Or whoever out there listening, afraid to press 1 and key in. But
oh, we got a lot of, well, you know, when I get behind the scenes, I get the phone calls behind the scenes, whatever. They told me, you got a lot of motherfuckers on the line listening because the phone be jam-packed, but them motherfuckers is scared to press 1.
Right, they scared. I mean, first of all, you can voice your opinion, okay? You can voice your opinion and you don't have to say who you are. You could come up with Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, whoever the hell you are or want to be. I ain't got no problem with telling who I am. So that's why my name is Mark, and you know that.
Oh, I know that. That's, you know what I'm saying, because we don't hold our tongue. But you got people that, you got other people that call that know their real name, but they still use like their nickname. You got Big Homie, you got Good Hygiene, but we all know who those people are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you don't have to say.
But,
you know, you can call up. You don't have to say your government. You know what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want to say.
Right. Just come on in and join in on the conversation. Let's make it interesting where we can get other opinions from other people that's out there listening. But I got a hot $5 that 2 people that keyed in last week that was new, I bet they don't key in this week.
Man, that's a suck-ass bet, man.
Okay. I thought you wanted to gamble a little
bit. I'm a gambling man. But I can't gamble on the 2 new people calling in, because they probably won't call in, man. Especially after the way y'all tag team their ass last week. This shit, you know, Joseph might not call in today. That's my homie. Joseph might even call in. Y'all keep ragging on my
Joseph,
man like that.
Joseph calling. That's my man, Joseph calling. I guarantee you. Joseph be on the air within the next half hour.
How about Big Homie? Big Homie gonna call in?
What? Is the sky blue? Big Homie sitting back right now listening. He waiting on one of them Ella sisters to key in and say something. Or he waiting on one of the females to key in and say something. You know, cause Big Homie got a rebuttal. I don't give a damn what the women say. Big Homie got a rebuttal for him.
Listen, I called Big Homie today, and because he wanted to know what the topic was. I told him what the topic was. He said, "Oh, you motherfucking right, I'm calling in." Cause I know a lot of bitches that do business. I don't know no niggas that do business with no fucking woman. I don't know.
I'm not doing no thing with no woman. If that motherfucker, that gangster, to get locked up, she did something. That gangster to get locked up now. It ain't benefit. It ain't benefit
him or her. Right. It wasn't part of the deal.
Right. If it, she did something, that gangster to get. I mean, talk about. I don't give a damn if it's a week in the county jail. You get. You go behind that slammer. Good night, Irene.
Oh man. So you know what I'm saying? Hey, I think T is listening. T called in last week too, and I can see. I'm looking at my laptop here, and I can see she's on here popping junk. Ain't nobody scared of you. Da-da-da-da. And now she wrote laughing my ass, so she must be listening then. T, you know the bet, goddamn it. You ain't gotta be scared.
Who is T?
T, she called in last week at the end of the show, and she was talking hella shit.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's listening
because
I see her comment online. She's popping shit behind the scenes online. So ain't nobody scared of you. And But press one then, T. Press one and bring your ass on in here, T.
Everybody press one. Let's.
What up?
Hey, T, how you doing? Hey, did we bet? That's why I got one call. What you want to do, Mark?
I wasn't talking. You know the two I was talking about.
No, you said two from last week, man.
I ain't no newbie, though.
I'm talking about straight up and downville.
And I knew it.
I forgot the female's name.
Hush, Mark.
Oh, the girl from last week, the one that was,
Y'all stop talking about folks.
I forgot who that was that was talking shit last week.
We ain't talking about them, T. I just tried to make a little friendly bet that they ain't them two. So, now, Bill said he keyed in because he had Joseph's back.
Okay, hold on, Mark. Now, we got Joseph and Big Homie on the air right now.
Oh, shit. Didn't I tell you Joseph would be on in less than a half hour?
Yo, what up, people? You ain't lying, Mark. You said he'd be in a half hour. Joseph, you there for Joseph? Okay, just making sure. Hey, Big Homie, you there, Big Homie? No questioning. And that chick name was Rachel. There you go. Yes, Rachel, come on in, Rachel. Oh, man. So, Mark, you called in first, what's your take on this topic for today, man?
See, the
Why
women,
do you think men do bids? I mean, women go see these men when they locked up all the time. And why do you think men don't do bids with women?
Because they pussy ain't like, worth it.
I told you, that motherfucker did something that drastic to get locked up to get some time my ass out of here. Now, the women, on the other hand, the women... You know, they
women
be,
don't
be,
do bids with dudes with corny penis.
hey, that's what I was about to say, homie. They be missing that thing. You know, they be like, you know, still mesmerized by it and all of that shit. Talk about some, oh, I can't wait till you get out of here and all of that bullshit, you know. Even though they probably
women,
be out there giving
women,
it up to somebody
also
else.
Hold on to dudes. And the P now that's breadwinners. If you're a sorry ass nigga and you went to bed jail broke, I get that chick 4 weeks. 4 weeks and she done traded you in for a fucking Happy Meal.
Right.
So you know I'm about to say the same thing. A bitch ain't gonna do no bed with no nigga.
Exactly.
If he was a square, if he was a bum ass nigga, he wasn't about nothing, he had no job, he wasn't holding his weight, he wasn't doing shit. A broad is not doing nothing with you. Now, if you was a getting money ass nigga that was in the street, a bitch, no. She said, when this nigga come
she
home.
She's going to do herself a favor. She's
she
going to
stick
up,
around. She might fuck around. She might get a goods up to another nigga and do this, that. But she going to hold your ass down because she know when you come home,
she good.
Right. She's good money.
And you was taking care of home. You know, you was taking care of business. So, you know, that's why she going to do it with you for a minute. You know, she... I don't know about them long term bids. I don't know nobody that been through.
They're gonna do that long term shit too, but it's gonna be some fucking involved.
Oh, it's gonna be some fucking now, especially if you was a real getting money ass nigga, and she know it, and she know you got some shit laid away stash.
Yep.
She's gonna stick around. 10 years for this, she gonna stick around because she know when you coming off, you breaking off with a piece of some of that.
or if she needs something, she know you got means to tell somebody, yo, go hit my piece off with such and such and such.
And she had to also know that if you's a real getting money nigga, there's a 9 out of 10 chance that you'll get her motherfucking head knocked the fuck off if she don't ride with you. With you. Don't fucking come and visit me. If I'm taking care of your ass and see how fast I send Shaniqua and Nene and Quita over there to beat the brakes off you. I bet you'll be on that Nest van. You won't miss another visit on my dollar, bitch.
Okay, but I see online you said, yeah, but you ain't fuck with no criminals. Okay, now what if he was a real nigga that had a real job? He worked Wall Street. He got, you know what I'm saying? He took care of home.
What was a misunderstanding?
Listen,
he got
honestly,
jammed up.
Honestly, I just, real talk, I just seen this nigga get knocked out with one punch behind some bullshit that was going on in jail about his baby's mama, this and that. Wasn't even an hour ago.
Damn.
I mean, dude hit this guy one time.
Huh?
Dude hit this guy one time, knocked him the fuck out, told him when he wake up, tell him I want him again.
All right, that's nothing new in the hood. But what I got to do with you fuck with a dude that's jammed up and you got
fucking
rolling
with him? I ain't no damn criminal.
Okay, what if he was defending your honor and got locked up?
What if he was defending your honor and got locked up?
He'd be a locked up motherfucker.
God, you know what? What's your name? What's your name, lady?
This is T. This is T.
T. Kill your motherfucking self, please.
Hey, big homie.
That's why niggas don't do
biz
for women. See that?
Exactly. T ain't shit.
His ass just locked up.
Locked up, motherfucker. God damn,
see? If it was me, he wouldn't come to see about me, so fuck him.
How you know that?
And you was a bird ass broad. Nobody ain't going to see no bird ass broad. If he came to see you and you was a bird, and he came to see you, that made him a bird.
You know what? I got two kids, right? I wouldn't even go see them in prison, so I'd
you say that shit
down.
My mom said the same shit. She was up there every month. Mad as hell, but she was there. Shit, it's my last fucking time coming to see your bitch ass again. She was there next month.
Hey, Joseph, what you got to say, bro?
I'm saying I came in a little late. What's the topic?
How come women do bids for men? If the man get locked up, how come the woman goes to see this man every other week and blah blah blah, send him packages and the rest of this shit? Now, if she get locked up, how come the man don't do bids with her? Why is this?
First of all, the reason why she goes see the man while he's in prison is why he's out, like you said. Nigga ain't getting money, and that man, he was straight, financially straight. He wasn't no slime ass nigga. And I heard somebody said he knows that he can get a head knocked off. You know what I mean? Now, on the other foot around, it's like niggas. Most of these cats today is just like slime ball. I mean, only thinking about that pussy. Just get locked up, fuck that, and moving on to the next.
Hey Joseph, dude, you got PayPal?
I'm gonna
send you
some
money for the phone.
Horrible, Joseph.
Oh, no,
we're going to buy this nigga a phone for Christmas, yo.
Christmas?
Yo, we're going to chip in and get this nigga a fucking phone, yo. And a blowjob, because he ain't had one of those in a minute.
OMG.
That's right. I'm setting it off early, Joseph. I know where you at already. I'm setting it off early. I know where you at.
I know you're coming for me, big homie. I knew that.
Yeah, you know where it's taking you. All you know, you know the fuck
I already
you.
Know you're coming for me, man. There's no question. It's personal, man. Personal.
Oh, man. So, T, you ain't doing no bit if your man
ain't
did a
shit.
Fucking
don't
a
talk
paper
to him no more. Can you kick up off the line?
Big homie, hi. Yes.
We're going to kick you off this motherfucker. As soon as we figure out how to do it, you out of here. You ain't got shit. You say you don't give a fuck. Nigga could be defending your honor. Nigga smack you in your ass, called you a bitch or some shit. He beat the nigga up. He goes down. And you like, oh, next dick. Yeah. Oh, gotta get a new dick. That nigga in jail.
Right. I mean, why not?
Right?
Yeah.
You ain't shit.
Unless he gonna be in there just a few days. I mean, you know.
I'm saying, but what if it was a paper crime, baby? You know, some bullshit paper crime. Man,
yeah,
he ain't out there robbing no banks and no shit like that. What if he does?
Delora.
Huh?
So she's settling and laughing. This nigga ain't shit. I hope your pussy freeze up or something.
No, he shouldn't have never went to damn jail. Bottom line. Fuck that.
What if he did something to get you off of a bigger house or something? You know, what are y'all there doing it for?
What?
He'd be out there hustling to get you a bigger house or doing some bullshit shit.
Well, I tell you what, he got some other kind of way. It was all fun and games when that nigga was out there hustling and spending all his money on your ass as soon as he gets out.
Y'all don't know him no more.
I ain't never been a gold digger, baby.
I ain't saying I can't be a gold digger. I say he can't care you. A gold digger, you can ask that nigga for that shit.
You won't have to worry about going to jail.
They can try the first time.
Joseph, you talking?
What
do you say? This dude is talking. We can barely hear him.
Dude, you hold me. I got a shot for you. When the show was over, I got a shot for you. Oh, yeah.
You got a what, nigga?
I got a shot for you.
Yeah, what you need to do is get you a bigger tin can and a thicker string, nigga. That's what you need to do. Cause that shit you working with right there is PG-13.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got Yaya on the line. Yaya, you there? Yaya, you there, baby?
Hola.
Hola, baby.
What's fuck out of here with your fake ass Dominican shit, man.
So, yeah, did you get today's topic, Yaya?
No, what's the topic?
Today's topic is how come, we on some grown shit today, how come when a man gets locked up, the woman does the bid with him, she goes to see him, she sends him packages, vice versa, so-and-so. But when she gets locked up, nigga don't do shit.
Nigga be celebrating. Nigga do something. He be celebrating.
Like, when she goes to jail?
Yeah, yeah. You know, my homegirl went to jail. She went to go see her girlfriend in jail last week, right?
She
said,
going to jail.
Oh, listen,
I know you had braces on one time.
Listen. My homegirl went to go see her girlfriend last week, right? So
right.
She said on the bus was full of people. So when the bus got off, everybody went into the male correctional facility, and when she went to the female facility, there was only 7 girls down on the floor in the visiting room. And it was only girls seeing the girls, but it was a bunch of other girls that went to go see niggas. How come niggas don't go see women that's locked up and all these women go see these niggas locked up?
Because men aren't as loyal and faithful.
No, because y'all pussy is not as good as I thought it was.
My thing is, I'm saying the man was taking care of home when he was in the street. He was buying everything, paying the bills, doing what he had to do, da-da-da-da. So she's loyal to him. Now, if you wasn't doing nothing but just taking money, taking clothes, cooking,
taking dick,
you know, taking dick, he ain't, there's no loyalty for him to be there. He can snatch him any fucking way.
Why does it always have to be?
I'm just asking. I'm just saying. What else can it fucking do?
I mean, if you're in a relationship and one of y'all go to jail, the other person should hold the person down.
Right. Well, that's 100% correct. But
especially
in today's world, that ain't what's happening.
And it's fucked up. This is why
you gonna do that bid with me?
I don't do bids. My grown ass man better not be gonna get him locked up.
Tell him. However, I agree.
If he does something, if he's shit protecting a family member or he does some noble shit and he get locked up, I got you. But if you a grown ass man and you doing some dumb ass shit and you get locked up, nigga, don't drop the soap.
So what if he's hustling, Yaya, and you was accepting the fruits of the labor?
No,
all
I'm not.
But when he gets locked up, you're not going to deal with him?
If you're a grown ass man, if you're in the streets, I'm not fucking with you. So you get locked up, you better call some other bitch, because you can't be like, oh, I was doing this to you, and you wasn't doing shit.
Hey, Yaya. I embezzled about $10 million from my company, and they caught me.
Okay.
You going down with me?
I'm not going down for nobody.
I'm saying you're going to do that bid with me. A real bid, not no 6 month state city shit. A real bid with a dude that wasn't shit.
Okay, as youngin, we've all done it. As a youngin, I've done
a real
it.
Bid.
Let me not act like I've never done it. But as a grown ass woman, I wish I would.
You did a real bid like 2 years and better with an ain't shit nigga.
Not really. I just kept in touch.
All right, then that shit don't count. I'm talking about a real thing.
You know, to each his own. I mean, I'm not doing it. My man goes
to jail. My point is, motherfuckers don't do that. Motherfuckers don't do that shit with piece of shit ass people.
I don't know who do it, and I don't know why. I don't know the jail rules. All I'm saying is,
you know the jail rules. Somebody broke it down to you.
I don't know how the fuck. All I'm saying, you know what? I think I have more homeboys that went to jail more than anything, and it's like those are my peoples. I'm there. I go visit. Da-da-da, I keep in touch. As far as, like, my man, like, you're my man. It's me.
No, you was a chronic visitor. Like, you was on.
And you go.
They
yeah,
knew you.
All I hung with was guys when I was younger. And all my guys started getting locked up. And I'm like, well, shit. This how I got to see y'all? But after a while, you get grown. You know, you're young. You're a teenager and shit like that. I'm talking about back then. As a grown ass woman, I'm not going to visit no fucking body. Don't get locked up.
Hey, Steph.
Yeah.
Hey, Steph, that chick that went to the visit, that rode the bus,
mm-hmm.
after she needs some company and companionship, you know, holler at a brother.
She was going to see a girlfriend. She wasn't going to see a dude. That's why she was like, when she went on the dance floor, you know, to see a girlfriend, there was no niggas there on the visit.
She went to see it, okay.
Her girlfriend, that's why she asked the question, like, how come ain't no niggas down here seeing no chicks? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Why?
Because niggas ain't shit, that's why.
No, your pussy ain't shit. Nigga going to see somebody that good pussy.
They're going to see some chicks captain.
They can't get it
with all these dudes on the bus.
I'm going to see my good pussy bitch, and she getting some fucking Jack Mac. Some tuna, she getting clothes. I'm going to tell her, don't even write me. I'm like, bitch, you just wasted stamps on my ass.
You going big, homie?
If that pussy right, Biggie there every night. All right,
y'all and T, them motherfuckers, like, they should be sisters. Because you sound like T. T said, yeah, she said, a nigga locked up. He just want locked up, motherfucker.
Oh, she, he just
asked for what he do. He just going to be one
yeah.
locked up, motherfucker.
She ain't by that time, either.
I will holler. I don't have time.
Yo, so if somebody is disrespecting you and he roughs him up and get locked up, you ain't fucking with him?
I said something noble. I said, you protected me.
You did say that.
Something like that. You know, but if you were doing dumb shit, criminal activities, and you, whatever the fuck you're doing, bye, baby. Do say. Call that side piece you was messing with. She'll go see you. I'm done. I'm out.
Like I was telling Dallas every just today when I was in college, I didn't never see a square nigga on a visit.
When I was in college, I ain't see no squares on the dance floor. You only see real
not
niggas
the
alive.
Dance floor. Somebody is real old school on here. Who's the dance floor?
Me, it's your man.
You said that's your man.
The dance floor.
The dance floor.
I can't.
You want to dance for the weekend? Yeah, nigga. I got some coming to see me this weekend, nigga.
No question. You had a motherfucking nigga clinging sneakers, put your motherfucking greens underneath the bed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Get them shit on, you know, press something under the mattress, kid. Get your little polo shirt on with no polo sign on it. You go down on the dance.
No, exactly. You're fucking. Your man be missing in action.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I remember one time I went on a visit, and this dude was begging this other dude to hook him up with a chick on the visit. and he came down, and the bitch was like, I'm out. She was like, no, sir, I'm not doing this with this corny ass nigga.
Big homie.
Man. Yes.
Big homie. What did she have to stay for 3 or 4 years?
I'm saying if my chick is ride or die with me, I'm doing the damn thing. But it's something that she got to understand that this ain't in jail. But you want to get all your packages. It's going to be 50 pounds exact. I'm going to be on every bus moving. But you just got to know, my dick is on furlough. But you're going to get all your privileges. You ain't going to be up here bumming.
Yeah, you're going to be able to, call me whenever you want to call me at night. I'm going to accept your calls and all that
That's
shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. New slippers and everything.
Huh?
You gonna do phone sex with her?
If I ain't tired from fucking for real, I'm gonna give her some phone sex.
Exactly.
Hey, you are not running up my phone bill.
She can even listen in if she wants to.
Word up. That might even work better.
Even crazier are the women who actually stay faithful for years behind that. Are you saying?
Who the fuck is that talking?
Yeah.
But you say yeah.
You sound a little bit older right there, girl.
You sounded different.
Take that bass out your voice.
No, I said the women that when they do go away or whatever for a couple of years or whatever, and they stay faithful. It's like he wasn't even faithful to you.
At some point in time, it's required for you to do that. Like I said, when I was in college for my little almost 2 years, I was paying rent. So if you want, let's get somebody to pay that rent, then you can do what the hell you want to do. But if you ain't going to get somebody to pay that rent, I suggest you lock that down.
Nah, not if you have needs and she could pay the rent herself.
Apparently,
do you
she
have
couldn't.
To be married? Do you have to be married to get to go spend weekends or a day
yes,
or
you
something?
Yes, you do.
Wow.
Or,
then,
or you'll be on the video
crazier.
Playing. You'll be
he's
on the video
crazier,
playing pocket pool with your nigga. You're going to be in the business playing pocket pool with your nigga.
Yep, being playing pocket pool. I've seen plenty of niggas get sent back upstairs out there playing pocket pool and grabbing titties and shit on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Why are you knocking on that door with this door closed and start knocking on the window?
You getting married in the cat. Go sit down.
I don't give a fuck how much time I got. Well, that's not true. But it got to be a substantial amount of time. I'm not just marrying no bitch because I'm in jail.
Where you married and you got divorced when you get out?
Yo, you know about one thing about marriage is easy to get into but hard to get out.
Hard to get out, huh? Yeah, it is.
You had to really think about that.
Well, hey, if you got a long time, it might be worth it so you can
That's
get
what
some.
I said. You got a long time, but the most important thing is about how much shit you own. If you don't own shit, then you can marry whoever the fuck you want to. But if you own a little something, that dividing shit is crazy. If you got to divide two fucking flat-screen TVs, you ready to kill a bitch. Hold on, you get one of these TVs that you ain't pay for?
Well, see, that's when you get your separate, you get your secret bank account.
I'm not worried about the cash. The cash is the easy part to divide. You
okay,
can find out who cash that is.
Little, you have your little, what they call them, little things for men, them little homes for men.
Homes
you know,
for
you
men.
You can have your little whole house. You can have your little whole house on the other side of town.
Listen,
who buys
the most sexy shit in the house? The man.
The woman.
The woman don't buy no big screens and no stereos and all that fly shit.
You said that's the
Bullshit.
Sexy shit?
Right.
I can't. I'm dead. I'm dying right now.
That ain't the sexy shit?
Yeah, I'm dying right now.
I got a big screen. I got a stereo, and it's mine.
Who live with you?
Damn,
that's
why you fucking bought that shit.
Joseph. What you want to say, Joseph?
Yeah, I'm kind of lost, man. I thought the topic was why the big homie don't never get no pussy.
Here we fucking go.
I told you to come for your ass, right?
That nigga only talk loud when it comes to me. Nigga, put another cord in that phone, yo. Put a cord in that fucking phone, man.
Okay, does anybody got anything they want to talk about? Anything?
I got a topic.
They want to discuss?
I got a topic. Ladies, there's this thing of y'all be trying to talk to these us dudes about. You know, y'all always telling us when shit is ugly, how much shit y'all do for us. How much we did, y'all said for us. Do y'all understand it's a big difference from doing what you want to do versus doing what we want you to do? If you doing what the fuck you want to do for me, I don't give a fuck about that. Try doing the shit I want you to do.
Oh, man.
What happened? Okay. Oh, and what if man. We do both? We got a right to be.
If you do both, then we ain't got no problems.
Yeah, but y'all find some shit to beef about.
Y'all gonna be bitching.
Y'all find some shit to beef about.
We be bitching.
Not real jokers. Real jokers appreciate the shit that
now,
they
if y'all
do
ain't
for
doing
them.
Shit for us, we constantly in your ass, and it's the reason why we in your ass.
A real man gonna appreciate you doing what he wants you to do.
Really?
Yes.
Really, though.
Like if you wake up in the morning for 6 months and cook me breakfast in bed, and then we get into one argument, you're like, motherfucker, you never cook me breakfast in bed. I always cook you breakfast in bed. Well, bitch, who asked you? What you should have did was woke up and suck my dick. Now, that's what I wanted you to do.
I can't.
Then you'd have got credit. But where you going, babe?
But he's pretty much right.
But wait a minute.
Okay,
breakfast every morning.
I'm saying your ass all jiggling and shit.
You better
put some.
One at a time. One at a time.
It goes both ways. But at the same time, you gotta know what their special needs and wants is, and you do that too.
No, women gotta understand that there's a difference between doing something for somebody that you want to do, and doing something that they want you to do. For instance, on Christmas, let's just say on Christmas, you buy a man some shit that you think he wants, and he's not happy with the shit. And you know he's not happy. You're like, you ungrateful motherfucker. No, it's not that I'm not grateful. That's the shit you want me to have.
Well, that's
but,
what I
you know what?
You
and because of that, the homie is,
have,
they make sure they embed in your head what they want
the
for
stuff
Christmas.
That they want. So
I, you
all, day,
men
you
always get
the
women.
Men want. You have things
men
that you
always
do
get. Men always get women shit they want. Men always do that.
Well,
y'all Christmas,
never,
y'all Christmas
you
bill
never
don't
got
fuck
some shit for your lady that you wanted her to have. Like, you know what? That's like if you're walking on a block. If I'm walking down the street and I see a shirt in the window and I'm like, damn, my man will look good in that.
But you can't throw that in his face later. Say, nigga,
I
bought you a shirt.
I would, but at the same time, I'm going to get that shirt that I think he will look good in. Then I'm going to pick some shit up that I know he would like as well.
Hey, yeah, I'm starting to wonder about you Ellis's motherfucker. Y'all always got the right answers. I'm starting to wonder. Y'all niggas always got the right answer. What's going on? How you got the right answer all the time?
Because I'm in tune, motherfucker. That's why. I'm in tune. So now all I need, is a dude that gets me. That's it.
What you was told? I missed that. What you was told?
I said I'm in tune.
No, big homie. Audience, a question like, how come women always do what they want women to do?
See, here's my thing.
They want the glory. They want the glory for the shit they do on their own, not versus the shit we want them to do. Like, who gives a fuck if you cook me breakfast in bed if I can't get you to shut the fuck up sometimes?
Yeah, but y'all can turn it down then. Hey, you ain't got to do this.
They
going to
eat
quiet.
That shit. You fucking the fuck out.
All right, then. Okay, well.
But you can't throw it in my face because you decided to get up early because you ain't got shit better to do and cook breakfast, and now all of a sudden I got bad credit on a breakfast. Oh, nigga, I always cook you breakfast. Who gives a fuck?
Hold that thought. Yo, we got another call online. Hold on, y'all. We got another call online. We have Andre on the line. Andre, you there?
Oh, who's the host? But
hey,
I got
Andre,
to say something. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah. We can hear you. Yes.
Okay, I got to go with the host when you talk about the Christmas thing. Yes. Because women will let you know. You can let both persons know what they want. And you'll get the woman what they want. They'll get you a nice old present, and you be sitting there thinking you getting what you asked for. And you get them a little watch or something. You get a box. That shit got a pair of socks and shit.
And some boxers, some fucking Old Spice.
You know, you like to get them what they want. And then
that's exactly what I said. You know what I'm saying? A woman will always embed in your head what they want.
I'm sorry, is this like the woman bashing hour?
No, it's not. Yeah,
it's always.
Always. Cut that shit out, T. You just say you ain't doing shit for no nigga. He can get locked
up. Ain't no always, T, with your norm throwing out a nigga ass. Shut up. Now, shut up, man. We about to drop your ass anyway off this line.
I bet you can't.
And they can't get a fucking visit off this nigga in the Brooklyn house. She's going to go sit at the Brooklyn house. Fuck Rikers Island.
And T, you wrong too. Nigga go to jail for you. You say, oh, shit, yo, he just fucked up and locked up. That's
what he's not doing a lot of time.
And it also depends on how good you were to me on the street. Don't beat your ass and then call me, collect on some berries. That ass. I don't think so. I'd be like, I forgot to tell you. I knew about that bitch she was messing with. Here go her number.
Exactly.
See, that's the bullshit right there. Y'all wait till they get down this motherfucking luck.
Down and out.
And then you want to hit them where you want to put it in.
They
want
to kick them. My thing is, I'm not going to bring up every little thing you do. I'm not saying nothing.
That's not
you.
You're
a man.
You're
a liar.
You give a nigga a rope, they want to be a goddamn cowboy. Go be a cowboy. Yes.
I'm going to be a cowboy. Fuck that.
Cologne cowboy shit for Christmas.
You
ever see that stinking ass shit, sexing and shit, and got the cowboy shit on there? You open your shit on Christmas, like, what the fuck is this? And you want to be a cowboy?
Oh, that's that Stetson shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you can't be out here acting crazy because you never know when you're going to need somebody. It's a moral bad damn story.
For the most part, there's not shit women and there ain't shit niggas. So
right.
We don't keep it funky on that, and no gender is better on the ain't shit tip.
Right.
But when it comes to women, y'all do more pimping and dismissing than men. So the nigga hit rock bottom, a nigga ass is just out. So we going to McDonald's and bag a pretty bad bitch and upgrade her. Y'all don't
know
going to McDonald's and bag a nigga up like, oh, shit, fuck the flower. Look at his eyes. All y'all see is the flower.
No, I'm going to be real. Allow me to be real for a second.
Please do, Yaya, please do.
I think it comes with age, what you've been through. You know, sometimes, like, you don't have the patience, you don't have the time. It's not that you looking at a nigga, you know, underneath your eyes and shit, but you just like, y'all done been through. I can't upgrade you, brother. Like, I got a lot of shit going on.
But we upgrade y'all bitches all the time.
Hold on. But it's like, if you're with someone, right, and he fall off, that's one thing. If I'm with my guy and he's doing okay for himself and he fall off, I'm not going to abandon him because I know he has what it takes to get to where he has to be.
What's the time limit he got to get back on?
Absolutely. If you being a lazy rat bastard, you know what? I don't have time for this shit. I don't have time. But I'm not going to say, nigga, you got 98 to get your life together. No. Shit happens. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I'm going to rock with you. I'm going to help you find jobs. I'm going to do all of that. That's not an issue. But if you fall off and you want to stay down, guess what? I'll be back. And
oh, really?
Yeah, you're a lazy bastard. I'm gone. I don't do lazy.
Listen. When I went to motherfucking college, just before I went to college, I met my motherfucker, my wifey. I met her just before I went to fucking college. We ain't go out. We ain't kiss. We ain't fuck. We ain't did shit when I went to college. And she did that whole motherfucking stretch of me. When I came home, I laced her. The whole
hasta
motherfucking stretch.
Hasta la vista and Chavez to her. But what I'm saying is,
you know what I'm saying? So that
but
she
I'm
gets it all. If she needs it, she fucking
got it. That's beautiful.
Hey, Stella, was it tight or did you need a rope?
Huh? That was tight, nigga. It was tight, Stella.
That was beautiful. She was at a point in her life where she felt like she had the time to do that, and that's a beautiful thing. But no, I feel like right now,
she's seen the motherfucking greatness in the God, and that knew that motherfucking what was
going
to happen. Huh?
That's a beautiful thing. But I'm not meeting you, and you tell me, yo, I mean, we dating for a couple of months. You like, yo, but next month I got to turn myself in. Word? Oh, okay, well, I'm going to take you out to dinner since you ain't
going to see me. But it depends. What if he just going to get
an
associate or something like that?
But when I did one of the college, I didn't need a motherfucking thing from nobody. So I was good.
What
you know what I'm saying?
What?
So what if he's just going away to get his associate's degree? That's just 2 years.
I don't have time.
You don't got 2 years?
No, I do not.
Oh, you ain't shit, Yaya. I think you're better than that. Oh,
hey,
God.
Yaya, what the fuck happens now?
Maybe in my 20s. Right
okay,
now,
but Yaya, what happens now when the 2 years pass by, this nigga come out, and you still in the same fucking predicament you was in before he went away?
I will be in my same predicament. Well, what the fuck that mean? As long as I'm at peace and I'm happy, I don't care. Get rich, nigga, do you. I'm going to cash that L. And be great.
Yeah, you need a hug. Hey, okay. I'm gonna hug you when I come to Brooklyn, yo.
No, I don't. You can't hang on to people because you feel like what you think they might to be and what you're gonna get out of it. If I don't feel it in my heart to stick by you and do some shit, I'm just not.
Listen, all right, let me give you my example. So I went and got my associate degree, right? And a motherfucking broad met me afterwards, and she thought that I could be something, but at that time I wasn't shit. And I told her I wasn't shit, and I love not being shit. But then that nigga was like, all right, but I see that you could be shit. And she worked with a nigga, and it worked out.
Right. When you hit the bricks, call me. I'm not doing the business and shit. I'm not doing it. You can call me and make sure it's on somebody's three-way because you're not running up my bill. I'll be around. And when you get here and you're ready to get back on your feet, I'm not
gonna ask you a question. Can he get some canned goods?
Huh?
Can he get some canned goods?
Can I what?
Send him some canned goods. At least send him to get some packages? Taking too long to answer.
Listen, it depends on my mood. I'm not going to commit to a nigga in jail. That's just my point.
For me and my brother, there was no commitment whatsoever.
I don't need that pressure on me. But at the end of the day, if
the
I feel
pressure?
Like... Yes, exactly. If you're going away, and I'm saying I'm your lady, I have a commitment to you. I have a job to do. I got to make sure I'm getting them visits, get the packages, I'm getting the call, the letters, the pictures, to this, to that. I don't need that pressure.
Hey, Yaya. Yaya. Mm-hmm. Do you expect somebody to do the bid with you?
No, absolutely not.
She said that shit now. She said that shit now because she on odds and shit. And
it's
niggas is running down her, running down her line trying
I've
to explore her motherfucking clitoris. And she
I've
needs new panties.
I've seen it happen. Nope.
You ain't never been,
you
ain't never been behind
time,
that bar, so you don't know how serious it gets. You know, your ass is way too big to be lifting up a scoop of rice and some gravy, and you're going to need more canned goods than that.
I won't commit, but at the same time, you'll hear from me. You'll get a letter. You'll get some pictures every once in a while. You might get a surprise package, a visit. But I don't need that pressure on
me. Big homie.
Oh, yeah, well, mine, she didn't come up here every fucking
beans.
Month.
She needs some beans sent up there.
Yo, don't you see the size of her ass? That jet food ain't going to maintain that.
Shut up.
I'm just keeping it real. You got two adults on the back of your back.
We two grown. That was back in y'all day in the 60s and y'all was going to college and shit. In this day and age, don't go to college.
I went to college 2-3 years ago.
But why she was already in the mix?
Oh, yeah, she was.
Of course. That was your wife. She better have stood by you.
Oh, no question. She drove all the way to Florida in a thunderstorm to come get me.
You damn right. But you know, there's some random dude on the street getting locked up, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be with you and see. Fuck you.
No. Back in my 20s, that shit happened all the time. I was a random dude. I was calling random bitches I knew. Hey, what you doing Thursday? Well, I got a visit. I need you to come up here. Yeah, exactly. I need you to shove some shit in your twat. Nigga gotta get high. Nigga gotta get high. That's
yeah,
right.
I'm not doing that under any circumstances.
I'm doing a motherfucking broad.
I would be offended if a dude asked me to.
Listen, let me tell you what
you
said with this bitch told me one time. This bitch told me, look, now we smashing. She talking about, yo, I got to go see my man. He locked up. But can you take me to the weed spot and get me a 20 sack so I can bring it to him?
Nice. I would have got it. I would have did it for
him. Hey, yo,
I
mean, ass,
this
bitch is
crazy.
I would have did it for him because, you know,
at that time,
that could be us.
Okay, but what happens if you get caught? Your ass going to be locked the fuck up, too.
Going to the weed
I'm
spot?
I'm
going to all day anyway.
I
would have
dropped the bitch off. I'm not getting caught doing shit. I dropped the bitch off at the front of the motherfucking... Get on the bus. I ain't take that bitch in there.
Oh, no, no, no. We ain't going to Rikers Island. We ain't going nowhere near the island. But I took it to Linden and Powell in a minute. Yeah. I know them niggas over there. I'm like, yeah, bitch, go in there and get me two.
Yeah.
Do they sell oodles and noodles in jail?
Yes,
hell
they do.
Yeah.
In the cup. Those are the bomb.
They don't sell them in the cup. They sell them the motherfucking ramen noodles in the bag.
You on
no,
a
I had the cup.
It take you a million hours to get there. Then you got to wait. Then you got the bubble guts, you know, that bullshit, popcorn and cakes and shit out the vending machine. And
soda. Then you got to figure out how to get that weed out your pussy. That's the real problem.
I was way up there in college. Damn near by motherfucking Canada.
That's the shit I was in, dog. Hold up. Remember that shit called again?
I don't remember the name of that shit. I was in Groovy Land. It was Groveland, but they call it Groovy Land.
Yeah,
if you had to catch the
bus,
come see me the next day.
I was up in one of them far away shit. They put me on a plane in that motherfucker, yo.
Terrible thing.
So wait a minute. They took you to jail in a plane?
No.
Yeah,
college.
She was so fucking far. That shit had propellers and everything. Niggas were scared to death, yo.
Well, I
think
my
that shit
all,
was.
I think
that shit was so long ago.
I do. But,
What was the name of that shit? Some fucking camp.
Shit?
That shit was beautiful.
What, it was a crazy camp?
Nah, it was some shit for dudes that had state time, but already did like half of their time on the island. So, but you was coming home. You would go to downstate for 6 months, and then you'll go to one of these medium security camps with cats that got like 6 months, 12 months, and shit like
no,
that.
No, less than 2 years. Less than,
less
two,
than
years.
2 years.
Oh, so you was a juvenile when you went there?
You wasn't listening, big dummy. I said it.
Oh, Lord.
Have
mercy.
Big homie, fuck you, man.
No, you don't have to be a juvenile to go to camp. You can't have no violent crime to go to camp.
Can't have no violent crime, and you got to have a lot of your time got to be served.
Right.
I spent most of my time on the island fighting my case, so by the time I copped out, I had like 22 months left.
Wow.
So I did 6 months in downstate, which is a state facility, and then they sent me
to
a fucking camp.
I went to downstate, too. That was my spot.
Yeah.
I went to downstate.
Big homie.
Yes, ma'am.
Fuck you.
That's like it all the time. You got competitive in that shit. I get that shit every week. Justin's going to say that shit five more times.
Yeah.
We get off the air. You got to do better.
Hold on, y'all. We have another. Hey, listen. Hey, people that want to, if you're on the air, the lines are flooded. Please press 1 to join in. Please press 1 to join in. But we have another caller we have. Hey, Mark, you there? You owe me some money, man. We got Sexy Over 40 that called in today. That's more than 2 that called in from last week, dude.
Who, Bill?
Sexy Over 40. You there, baby?
Hey, guys. Hi.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing tonight, honey?
Hey, Miss Jackson.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Say nothing, baby. I like the way this nigga sounds. I like that juvenile pussy right there. I mean, I'm not that shit, baby.
Oh, my God.
The fucking rent-a-car mouths. She got them rent-a-car mouths on them pussy. You know, I'm going to call me having low mouths, man.
So how you doing today, Miss Sexy Over 40?
I'm good. I'm just, where are we at in this conversation?
Wherever you want to be, Miss Jackson. Where you want to be, Miss Jackson?
Okay, we're talking about, we got two topics going here. We're going back and forth. We want to know how come men do biz with women do biz with men when they get locked up, but men don't do biz with women. And also, Big Homie asked a question to the room. How come women do what they want to do for a man, but they won't do what a man wants you to do for them?
Exactly. And y'all want credit for the shit y'all do for us that we never ask y'all to fucking do.
I mean, that's not personal.
Now, that's not personal. Listen, I don't have down 1,000 bros, and they all the same. They do some shit and won a fucking gold medal.
Yes.
I haven't hit a bid for nobody since that was something you did when you was a teenager, doing, waiting on a dude while he was in jail. Like,
you sound like Yaya. Yaya, so you know her, Yaya?
they
friends.
They don't do that nowadays. Who they do that at?
Everywhere, girl. You just ain't got the locked up dude. Niggas are still going to jail.
I can't find a man, right?
Every 6 months.
Yeah,
it depends on
the scenario. If we went down together and he ain't rat on me, then I'll hold him down. I mean, you know.
What about if y'all didn't go down together? He was like out there trying to feed the family. You know, your ass is hungry. You part of the family. He trying to feed your ass.
Well, you was doing something you shouldn't have been doing to get caught.
You wasn't saying that shit when you was eating.
First of all, I'm not messing with nobody that's going to be out there doing something they shouldn't be doing.
I'm the type of chick that, you know what?
I got it. I got this.
What if you don't got it and your ass is hungry?
That's what, then he and I ain't together.
If your ass is hungry, you leaving a nigga with the money? You sound crazy, man.
Go to the soup kitchen.
What did you say? Go to a soup kitchen. Don't go to a soup kitchen, T.
Yo, can we get rid of T? Can we please get rid of T? That's all I'm saying.
The soup kitchen closed at 6 o'clock. You're going to starve from 6
to 6 in the next fucking day. Go to the soup kitchen.
I did that when I was 15 and 16. I don't know about now, nope.
So you can't see yourself in no situation where the guy is trying to provide for you. Y'all.
Nine times out of the 10, we don't even know what they're doing. They don't really let you know.
You don't need to know if you fucking
eating. don't put me in a position where I'm going to lose out on getting some every night, eating every night, and whatever.
Let me ask you a question.
So if your ass is sexy or 40, she doesn't want to get feeding you. She wants to get the game every night.
If you broke and he's feeding your ass and you ask him, where does money come from? He said, the street. Oh, your ass going to stop eating?
Listen to me. As long as we have our assets, we can never be broke.
I'm giving you a hypothetical. Your ass is broke. He's feeding you.
He's trying to make you broker than a motherfucker.
Where the money
coming
right from? And he said, the streets. You want to stop eating?
Damn it. If I'm broke, he's locked up. I ain't got no money to go up here.
No, he ain't locked up yet. He get locked up tomorrow. You ask his ass today. Hey, baby, how you keep buying these steaks? He like, from the fucking block. You want to stop eating steak?
Took too long to answer.
Hey, Steph.
These chicks are faking jacks, man. I don't know. We gotta start canceling some of these niggas, yo. This is real talk over here, yo. Your ass is eating, and you ain't going on no visits.
Listen,
I'm not.
Okay, I tell you.
Then
your
ass better not fucking eat.
Listen,
I'm not even getting into nothing with you, and you're not living illegal. We're not going.
So yeah, realistically, you're the realest nigga I know. You trying to tell me? You're not doing as good as you want to do in life. And you and this guy is making the way. And in the beginning, you don't know how the fuck he's making this shit happen.
No,
but he's making it happen.
I'm going to know. That's bullshit.
How you
going to
know?
Because I'm going to ask questions. I want to know.
All right, so if he tell you, baby, I'm selling newspapers.
I'm in a car with you. I ain't no dummy. So I want to know. What you doing, brother? How you eating? What you doing? And I'm not fucking with you if you're doing that illegal. I'm not fucking with you.
So you would rather be hungry than have a provider.
I'm not gonna be hungry. I get a nigga with a 95 that's a 9 to 5 that's provide. I'm not fucking with no illegal nigga, and I got kids. and I got shit to do. A dude with a 9-to-5, he may not get me sick. I'll take that chicken, though. I'll be good.
Right.
I'm not messing with no illegal dudes, and I had this grown ass stage in my life. And I got a child.
If I can't have steak, I use the steak sauce on the chicken. Fucking act like that.
Oh, that should have fucked your stomach up. You can't do that. You can't put steak sauce on chicken.
It
don't work like that, baby. I tried it. It do not work.
Them steak-ums.
Yeah, you can do that with a steak-um. That shit ain't even really steak-um. That shit is like...
Steak-um, Steve? What the fuck, Steve?
That shit is deep parts.
I don't know. I was in a scenario once upon a time, Will, and this is real talk, and this messed up that my son father did this to me. We were supposed to be selling cars, and I was driving the car out of town. This nigga had drugs in the car, but he had me driving it. But then when we get
he
pulled,
he tell you?
Hell no! This is what I'm telling
wow.
you.
Wow!
I'm trying to tell you something about your pussy. You don't risk good pussy with that. You don't risk the good pussy. You put the bad pussy chick in the car. I'm telling you.
No.
I'm telling you, Dallas. Do you put your good pussy in a drug car?
No, I don't put wifey in a drug car. No way.
Hey, Mark, do you put your good pussy in a drug car?
This is my son's father. I was like 17.
I'm telling you, your son's father was one fucking stop away from going to Maury with your ass. He did not trust you.
You know.
Okay. This
your son's father put you in an unmarked car?
Your analogy, please. Okay, whatever.
That dude is the worst, man.
Whatever. But guess what? I left his ass in the cell. How about that?
Hold on, so you didn't get knocked?
What?
You snitched on him.
I didn't snitch shit. I had the keys to his place, went there, did what I had to do, found some money. His ass locked up. He ain't going to need that no more. He should have told me what was going on.
Oh, you ain't shit. You laid the key?
He ain't shit.
He didn't shit either, though. Y'all was a perfect couple. Y'all was a perfect couple. Y'all should have did 20 years with each other because y'all was made for each other.
I was out the ceiling, the floor, bathroom towel. I wasn't really sweet.
Yeah, but listen, if your fucking baby daddy put you in the unmarked car.
I wouldn't even put my bottom bitch
in an unmarked car.
A bottom bitch?
The bottom bitch is the best bitch.
I was always the top.
Rick said cut your shit out.
What am I cutting out? What I need to cut out?
Rick said cut that shit out.
Cut what out?
You know you ain't telling the whole truth.
I don't know. He just
said
tell y'all.
What am I lying about? Call me out.
I wouldn't say you lying. I wouldn't go that far.
Call me out. What am I lying about?
I wouldn't say you lying. I just don't think you just giving that shit full thought.
What? If my dude goes away?
Yeah.
For something noble, I said I got his back.
All right. So what's this say that he told you he worked for the Daily News loading the truck? You know, them guys don't get no check stubs. They just load the truck. They get cash money all day. If he tell you that, you rock to sleep now. Now you rock to sleep. He's providing for you. Did you find out when he get locked up that he all the time he was on the block?
Okay.
All that good credit are provided for you and taking care of you is just out the window?
Nah, but don't expect me to be consistent with fucking with you while you were away. You lied
but
to me.
But you was consistently eating.
I didn't know. I wasn't eating off no illegal shit. I didn't know. So not only am I going to be pissed, that you put me in jeopardy, our relationship, the family, whoever else, you lied, you're living an extra life. I'm tight. I'm going to let you know I'm tight, and you're going to circle behind that shit. Because you wasn't thinking about me, you were thinking about yourself. But, of course, emotions are involved, so no, I'm not a cold-hearted person. So, yeah, I'm going to make sure you eat. You might not see me, but I'll send a package out every Friday. Or
I'm
going to
tell you, the truth. Chicks like y'all are the real reason niggas is in there doing all those push-ups to break y'all motherfucking neck for not fucking with them in jail. As soon as they come home, they choking y'all the fuck out.
If I knew you were in the street and I was rocking with you and eating and all that, I'm not gonna be an asshole. You go away, all right? I was eating off of that too. If you deceive me in any way, you go away. Come on, man. You're lucky I'm keeping in touch with you, and that's only because my emotions is involved.
He's
other
lucky.
Other than that, you better call your mother, your sisters, the other bitches on the side, all the bitches. Call up the crew, and I'm not even going to be
Yeah, have you ever boosted anything?
Have I ever boosted?
Yeah.
Never.
You never stole a fucking Snicker or nothing.
Shit, like, they not boosting, like, what? Like, what do you mean?
Taking something that's not yours.
I don't remember.
Now, this nigga right here is Mother Teresa. Oh, I can understand why she ain't visiting niggas.
No.
She
no,
never
I
threw
haven't.
A brick at a motherfucking window.
I haven't.
That's what's up.
Let me tell you something. I've been in a situation. No, I haven't been behind bras. The kid is here, so I'm trying to talk some cold.
You don't got to go behind bras to be a booster. I know a lot of
but,
boosters
no, I'm,
never
no, listen,
been.
No, I'm trying to tell you something. Me, I guess. Not all of it. Sorry, mama problems. But the point is, I've seen that quick how a dude would give you the side eye if you're in trouble with the law.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it happen. And he was like, getting a little nervous. Like, oh, shit, the pressure is on. This chick get locked up. What I'm going to do? So at the end of the day, it's like, you don't know who you don't know who you're dealing with if you go to their goddamn funeral or until they get locked up. That's my motto. You know exactly who you with then. So I feel like as grown people, you should move a little more carefully. Do not go to jail. For no
dungeon. That's a hard topic right now.
Bottom
at
line.
This age. At
do
this
not
age
go to
have
jail
this conversation.
This
yeah, at this
don't
age, it's
jail.
A hard thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if my girl is rolling with me and I do get locked up at any age and she starts fucking with me, as soon as I come home, I'm taking that bitch fishing. And we ain't got no poles. We ain't got no bait. And we only got one life jacket. Figure it out, bitch.
So here's the thing. Let's say you're married, right? You're married.
I am.
You're married for a couple of years. And y'all fall a hard time. I'm not in that situation. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
And your man got to go out there to do some bullshit to feed y'all.
Right.
I can't right. really say if me and him sit right. and have a conversation and he say, baby, look, I got it. I'm going to make this move because
bills
get back on top a little bit.
Okay, no problem. I'll call you up tonight.
I'm not going to like it, but I might just be like, all right, be careful. I don't know what the fuck. Because you're going to do what you want to do anyway.
Exactly.
And if something go down, I can't tell him to be a jerk about it, but I'm not going to really condone you to go do it. I'm going to give you other options. Try this, do that. But if that's like the last resort, the house, if we have to lose the house.
If you have a dude you really love, would you
yeah.
ever consider selling pussy before you let him hit the block?
Never, you jerk. You're such a jerk.
I'm saying it's real easy to sell pussy. You even got to get up.
You're such a jerk.
You even got to get up your back to do that shit, yo.
You said
how
what?
Hard is that?
I missed that last part.
I'm saying you better see him go to jail hitting the block or you can
right?
just sling that pussy 2 or 3 extra hours. It ain't like you ain't slinging it already.
Who's some of them laughing like that? That's you, T?
That's me.
Do y'all?
Why it gotta be T?
Cause you always
shit.
Laughing at some shit.
Hey, T,
I bet you would
up.
Sling some pussy in a minute
they
to keep your dick on.
The
T, T, tell the truth. T, tell the truth, T. You would sell
what?
That pussy, T.
What?
T, tell the
I'm
truth.
Will I sell it?
To keep your man out of jail.
Fuck no. I told you.
Come on, T, it's me. It's Big Homie.
I was gonna fuck say I'm Big Homie. The bitch would be in jail forever if I gotta sell my pussy.
You sound like you got like your pussy got like cash register on it. Come on,
see, you sound like you straight from fucking Mobile, Alabama.
I'm from there, West by God, West Virginia, motherfucker. I ain't from the country.
You from Tupelo, Mississippi?
I'm from West Virginia. Fuck you.
That's bad. West Virginia? You're probably married to your cousin.
Oh my God.
West Virginia? All them niggas retarded.
Oh my God.
Fuck you, big homie, you crazy motherfucker.
I'm telling you, you try to put Joseph come back on here. First thing he's going to do is fuck
Joseph,
you, big homie.
Joseph, behind the scenes, is online.
He don't like the topic tonight.
He don't like
the topic
tonight because it don't fit well with him.
Yeah, he might have just came
off the air right now.
He might have just came from college and somebody told him, fuck you.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. You know how you be on the phone whispering shit. That's that prime example when you ain't got no slot time sneaking on the phone.
Oh, yeah, he said he don't like the nice topics. He's off the air.
I want to give women some advice. It hit home
or something like that with him. I don't fucking know.
I want to give women some advice. This is Mrs. Big Homie to y'all. Like, I done knocked down a lot of fucking broads. A lot. And unless you chicks are fucking other chicks, shut the fuck up and listen. Because you don't know about women. Your girlfriend, you ain't fucking your girlfriend. So she don't respond to you like she respond to a nigga. She don't move around you like she move around a nigga. So when you say, I know my girls, I know girls, you don't really know girls. Big Homie know girls. Let me tell y'all something. This is the reason why most of you broads can't keep a penile in your fucking life. Because y'all got the game backwards. The game is balls to the wall, take care of your man. Any means necessary. Now, if the dude get disrespectful and say, yo, baby, I want two chicks and all that dumb shit like that, then you got to weigh that. I'm not going to tell you not to give him two chicks because I would want two chicks. But I would never tell my girl that. But if she asks me that, I'm going for it. But the moral of the story is, y'all always bragging about the shit y'all do for men. So many women out here talk about all this fly shit they do for niggas, and they wonder why they can't keep a nigga. Because the nigga don't give a fuck about the fly shit.
Mini.
That's you. Shut up. I'm still talking, big booty. When you fucking start doing shit, tell a nigga to be real with you. Like, yo, son, hurt my feelings if you have to. Say it like it is. Keep it 100 like a man. Tell me exactly you need me to do and what I'm doing wrong that I could do better. If you hurt my feelings, so be it. I need to know. Because that's the shit that keeps niggas. Niggas don't give a fuck if you can hook a steak up. Niggas want to know if you can walk around the house with some heels on, butt-ass naked, Vaseline'd up, and ready to suck a dick every 15 minutes. That's the shit niggas care about.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck if you fucking $50,000 an hour, you got a fucking college degree, you know Pope John Paul III, ain't none of that shit helping you suck my dick.
Oh my God.
That guys care about. If it ain't about our dick, our car, or our video game, we don't give a fuck.
Y'all women, you heard that, Yaya?
Listen, I don't need no teacher.
Sexy over 40, you still there, baby?
I'm listening to him.
Okay, are you listening? You taking notes, baby?
I'm good. I don't need no.
Oh, my God.
You need no. Shut up. That's your goddamn problem now.
You don't need no fucking notes.
So you got a dick?
It's pretty basic.
So you don't know what the fuck we want.
Well, I know women, that's for sure.
Y'all fucking drive our cars and don't put gas in our shit. You think a nigga don't want gas in his shit? I'll get you later. Later never comes. Rule number one, you drive a nigga car, you put more gas in it than you found it in, nigga. I never drove my girl car and came back with the same gas she had.
Why don't you shut up?
Y'all don't fucking appreciate shit. Y'all drive the car, it comes back empty or fucking a little bit above empty. We drive that shit, always come back full. And they always, and you know what, gentlemen?
Like,
they say, how come they put no fucking gas in my fucking car? Never!
They don't supposed to.
On my pants.
Why we not supposed to?
I don't like the ice cream on my sweatshirt. Like, I'm confused.
Well,
that's why we
women
take my shit on you
no
all the fucking time.
If I gotta take
my shit, you're gonna have to put gas in my shit.
Well, you're smart. You're ahead of the game. You're ahead of the game. That's some smart shit right there.
I'm gonna start doing that shit, yo, and get back home.
You take that motherfucker to put gas in it, or you drive around for hours till I get home on E. You and your little cute ass girlfriends want to get the car? Y'all all gonna be pushing that motherfucker.
Oh my God. I put gas in the car. I put groceries in the cabinet. I do it all.
Yo, listen, use a little lime. Listen, we ain't about that $5 shit, man.
Uh-huh.
We ain't about putting $5 in the car.
$5 is nothing. The gas is already damn near
$4
a gallon.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. For real, keep it real, ladies. If your man drove your car, if you gave your man a quarter tank of gas, and he came back driving your car all night long, and your shit is almost down to E, and he gave you, like, huh, here's $10. What the
go
fuck?
Go the fuck off. Go on the fuck off.
Go See, you always going off on a nigga, man. Can you, you ever just relax with a nigga? You know, she got about four or five silver bullets in her house, yo. The reason why chicks like her talk so much shit, because they don't really need a nigga. They got silver bullets and a whole shitload of batteries. Talk like
yo,
that when you need penis.
Homie,
you know, got adapted to the toys.
Homie. I
yes.
ain't got no goddamn toys. I don't like them motherfuckers.
Now you really lying.
I swear my hand to God, I don't have a. You can come
you don't
in
got
and
nothing built in your panties.
Hell fucking shit, no.
Oh, okay.
If I can't get the real deal, I don't want nothing.
Okay, how old is you, T?
I'm an old motherfucker.
Hey, listen,
what?
Hey,
but
big home, you wasn't on the first show.
Up in the
first show I ever had, T was on there, and she said, she's a fucking cougar. And she goes out
real?
And pounce on them
real?
Blue-ass youngins right there. I think I was on that show.
Real?
You was on that show, Big Homie? She was
I think I was
cougar.
On that
she
show.
Yeah, she was
that's
talking
her? Do you really
want to
know how? I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm 50 fucking 1 years old.
That's her. Yep, that's her. Yeah, she be kidnapping penis.
I got what?
I said, nigga, but I never get drunk around you. You kidnap penis. Motherfucker, wake up, tired the fuck up, ass hurting. Yeah, that nigga
they
right there. Serious. You get 50. You get 50. You take that shit seriously.
When are we going to have a meet and greet? Because I'm going to kick you in your square. I'm only like 5 feet tall, okay?
And that's right. That's perfect height for me to put this box right down your throat. Roto Rooter. Clean your shit right out from the Rooter to the Tooter.
I promise you I'll bite that motherfucker off too.
Many has tried and many have went toothless. Long as your mouth on my shit, it all works out for me.
Oh.
Where's Mark?
I'm taller than
5 feet. Is Mark still
we
lost Mark?
Say I'm only 5 feet tall, but I'm over 5 feet.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
5'5"? 6'4", you're a little short. Ain't you say you short. Ain't you 6'4"? You sound short.
No,
I'm
like
that
lot
back. I'm about
5'1". She said she's 4'11"? Yeah, she's a little shorty. She has to hit the court. He's a baller, nigga. Get into sports. Yeah. Nigga, get your ass to the court. He's a nerd, man. He had the court. Beat him. Beat it.
Court.
I mean, nerds got basketball courts, man. Beat it.
Oh, Lavina. No, you didn't say I'm 4'11".
She's 4'11". 4'11"?
No.
That little 6'year-old 40?
Lavina
yeah,
said I'm
4'11". Oh, you put both of these niggas together and get one real bitch, man. Ass on top of each other.
No, because
okay,
Lavina keeps saying I'm 4'11".
Oh, I'm five. You can say 5 feet. You can add 2 inches. 5'2"? 5 feet.
5 feet. I was thinking, you went from 4'11" to 5'2", you got some big ass fucking shoes on. is either one of y'all two niggas a wide body and a midget?
I am.
You's a wide body? Yeah, I remember you. This motherfucker is retarded, man. Yeah, I remember her.
Wait a minute, still
I remember her real well.
Mark.
Mark is having relationship problems over there.
Oh.
You hear him on the phone talking about why the fuck is you knocking on the door? You see the door closed? You hear that? You hear that shit?
You call a wide body.
I heard that shit.
What is a wide body?
A wide body is like,
he
like
me.
Big boned. Big boned.
Big bone.
Oh, I'm considered thick. I don't know. I'm
thick? Crazy. Are you on Facebook? Huh, little nigga?
I'm on Facebook, yeah.
You on Dallas Page?
Yeah, you can find me.
Oh, what's your name, little nigga?
Little nigga.
Oh, my God, man.
Match the face with the voice.
No, the fuck I like to you, Miss Cleo? The fuck is that?
You know it all. You know it all.
Match the face,
you know
nigga.
I've
been looking at a bunch of midgets all fucking day on this motherfucker, yo.
I ain't no midget.
You said you 5 feet, nigga. The circus in town.
Midgets are 4'9", and I'm not 4'9".
Yeah, it depends on who's looking at you. What's your name, old nigga? Damn, this thing got 700 friends, baby. I can't do that. What's your name?
Oh,
man, this motherfucker is retarded.
She ain't giving that shit. Yo, Danny got to change that picture, man. What's wrong with this dude, man?
That's Yaya love Danny's picture, right, Yaya?
That shit is retarded.
Yaya, you there? We lost Yaya, too.
Yeah, we put that pressure on Yaya. Oh, she ain't fucking with no little jail time niggas, huh?
Hell no.
Sexy over 40.
God,
I can see you
man.
Doing the bed, yo.
Huh?
I can see you doing the bed. Stop it. Knock it off.
No
problem, Yaya.
I told you, I did that before. When you
was but that nigga was the shit. He put you in the marked car.
Nah. It is what it is, but you can call it what you want, but at the end, it was all on him. He lost out.
I'm telling you something, baby. Listen, I'm a dirty nigga. I'm a dirty nigga. But when it comes to my broads, I treat my broads good. I'm not going to never put my broads in a situation.
I said he was my son's father. I ain't said we were together.
That's
he
even worse.
Exactly. That show you the type of nigga he was.
Hey, but then again, that also reflect on you, too.
He was tight because he wasn't getting none. Maybe that,
that
was
nigga was like, this bitch is expendable. I could live very well without this bitch.
He's like, if I ain't getting none, nobody is.
Nah, it's bigger than this is bigger than Nino Brown, baby. That nigga was like, yo, she would not be missed.
Yeah, okay. Nigga was missing me, definitely.
Not putting you in the marked car, nigga. I'm telling you, I'm just keeping it real, nigga.
Oh, man.
TNT and 6040, anything y'all want to talk about today? Ask her some questions that y'all really want to know from men. Ask us questions that y'all really wonder about men, because we're going to tell y'all some real shit that men ain't going to never honestly tell you the truth about.
I know y'all already. I don't need you to
know. You don't know me.
I know men.
You don't know men, baby. You got to be a man to know a man.
I understand you, I should say. I don't say I know you, but I kind of understand men.
I don't think so. If you understood men, you'd have never gotten that fucking car.
Maybe I didn't understand at that age, but I'm 42 years old.
Oh, you 42? That's that seasoned pussy right then. That's it right then. Oh, 42. Oh, my.
That's
nice.
Prime for the picking, kid. Right there.
Oh, my God. That shit is nice. 42.
How old are you, big homie?
I'm 43. Yeah. Got a little moist, didn't you?
Because you dudes don't know what y'all want either. You don't know what
I know. I know.
Excuse me?
We want
most of the time.
Say it again.
It takes us a while to figure out what we want, but we just greedy. So we might have knew what we wanted back then, but we were so fucking greedy. We wanted what we wanted, and the shit we just saw.
At 43 years old, you should know what the hell you want.
Oh, now? I'm good now.
I'm good.
Hold on, y'all.
Hold on, y'all.
We have Mark on the line. Mark, you there? Mark, you there?
Yeah, what up?
Son, you straighten that shit out, son?
About damn time. Shit.
Mark, damn time. Who the fuck is that?
It's fucking T, damn it. You talked all that shit at the beginning, then you had to jump on.
This is another Mark. This is good. This is a.k.a. good hygiene.
Oh, that's good hygiene. Okay,
yeah.
That's that nigga.
Hold up. That's my man, though.
Yeah. I'm right
Mark's
here. Mark's
other man is his man, T.
Huh?
I said his friend is Mark. They both named Mark. They both boys.
Oh, okay.
So he said that's his man, so watch your mouth, T.
I ain't
got to
watch my mouth.
Yeah.
Shit, fuck that.
Hey, Mark, that nigga right there will kidnap you.
I don't
need
to know what. Let me give you an example of how this is going to go. Last week, I had somebody that thought they was slick just like you. Her name is Rachel, and her ass is in the queue on background. She was
dead
at this damn
conversation.
She listening,
though.
She was
dead at this. Rachel was listening, but she didn't press one.
Rachel from last week that was rolling with fucking Bill is on the back row?
Yeah, she's listening.
Rachel, get your punk ass in here and bring this square nigga with you.
I know.
We gotta get
him and
read the book
out.
Or some shit.
I'm gonna bring her ass out. Now, what's your name?
That's T.
That's T.
And that's the one that said we don't know what we want, right? I heard a little bit. But you want to find out,
son.
Do you
want to
find out that
nigga? Mark, she kidnapped niggas, nigga. Just watch your back, nigga. That's all I'm saying. Don't drink nothing around her that you ain't tore yourself. Because you'll wake up and your ass
hurts. She's a cougar. She likes them young. Is that right, T?
Yeah.
Well, she ain't got to kidnap me. I'm going to come willingly. As long as she ain't no big block, 632.
Uh-oh, might have a problem. We might have a problem.
What size bed you got, T?
I got a queen. You need me to get a king?
Oh, shit. Now, she all right. She a little thick, but she ain't too fat. She a little thick.
Hey, T, how young the guy got to be?
What?
What's the youngest a guy can be?
41 plus.
Oh, so 41
plus.
Young
you,
35
I thought you said you was a cougar.
Damn, what the fuck? You like 70 years old?
I got a 31-year-old. I ain't fucking with nothing. No.
You want me to come pick you up in a nursing home and shit? What the hell is
that? Yeah, you might have to. That nigga real close, yo. She knocking on the door, yo. She fucking around and kill her.
I ain't fuck with nobody. I got to take the dinner, and they got to put their teeth in the jar.
Yo, dog, she might be popping them shits out.
Listen. Wait a minute. That's one thing I can say. I don't have no false teeth. Holla.
Hold on. You're trying to tell me that you mess with young dicks on a regular. The guys that you fucking with are younger than you substantially, and your pussy is handling that?
Exactly.
That's a good characteristic.
That's why they got no expiration date on it?
Yeah, because you know them younger dudes be trying to motherfucking knock your pussy into your throat.
Listen, let me tell you something. My shit's so good it took on my leg when I walk, okay?
You don't need to be
leg when you
yourself.
Walk.
My
that sound like
that
some
good.
Fucking, that don't sound too good, T.
Where the fuck is Bill at? Where the fuck is Bill at?
You got to know how to handle it, okay?
I'm saying, though, that sound like your pussy lips look like Snoopy ears.
No. You want to see him?
No, hell no. That's the right video. No, sir. I'll pass on that.
And my shit ain't dry.
I don't know what it feels like to be walking and tickling.
Let me find out. Big homie. I'm big, but I'm not his homie. That's good hygiene
talking to you right now, baby. Yeah, that's good
hygiene. Hold on. Everybody, silence. We have Rachel on the line. She wants to come in. Rachel, are you there, Rachel?
Bring your ass in here.
You there, Rachel?
Hello, everybody.
You and Bill finished reading that book?
What book?
A Good Man's Hard to Find.
You two nerds.
Oh, well, anyway, that's a different topic. Hello, everybody. How are you all?
How you doing, Rachel?
Hey, Rachel.
Yes.
This is me last week that you told me I didn't know what I want. I changed my drawers twice since I talked to you. So,
He said he changed his drawers twice. You told me he didn't change his drawers long enough.
I also apologize.
After I broke her down, she came clean.
Well, you didn't break me down, but you.
I did break you down.
I
admit it, damn it.
I did have a wake up call. You didn't break me down.
Same shit.
Boy, I ain't going there again.
Same shit. Nigga talk.
I've been with a man, and I've had I did a bid with him. Yes, I did. Been there, done that.
Wait. So you telling me since the last time we talked to you? You
today's topic was how come women do biz with men and men don't do it with women when they get locked up.
When he came home, did he respect you?
I've never did a bid myself. I never went to jail myself.
No, when he came home after you hold him down, did he trade your ass in for something younger?
No, this was when I was younger. This was when I was much younger.
So after he came home, y'all stayed together?
We stayed together. We got married. We had kids.
Oh, that shit worked out real well. Cause that's okay.
Yeah, but I would not like to do it again. I pray to God that I do not have to do it again.
How long was he going?
About a year.
I'm sorry to get into this topic, but I was in a little short time that I had you. What do you feel about what T is saying? And she wouldn't let somebody see her ears.
She what?
You said like she older than you, Rachel. Do you think she's a woman that knows what she wants?
Do I think that she's a woman that knows what she wants?
Yes.
Or is she still
not mentally ready to know what she wants as a woman?
I can't speak for anyone else.
I'm about to get on you, T. They want to know if you're ready to know what the fuck you want, T.
Because you probably
T. T do got some explaining to do because she's 51 years old and she don't got no stable penis, but her pussy is tickling her leg.
How you know I don't have a stable penis?
Because you said that shit earlier, big dummy.
What do you think about T?
What
do you think about T and her her expiration date on her twat?
Oh, God.
Hey, she's a female, and I'm sure she don't rock like that because I don't either.
Right.
I don't. You ask Big Mark if he want to see your twat ears.
Hey, Mark, this Big Mark right now?
I wouldn't give a fuck if it was Big Doc.
No, hold on. Hey, Mark, you there? Big Mark, you there? Hey, Big Mark, you there? Cromartie, you there?
Nah, he ain't at my house.
He ain't on the line? He ain't on the air?
No. Not that. Hello.
Hey, Rachel.
Yes.
Let's get back on T.A. She 51.
Hold up, sir. You want me to get him on here?
She 51.
T was looking for him.
T, do you have stable in-house penis?
Hold on, I'm going to get him on
here.
Hold on.
What?
Do you have stable in-house penis?
I'm not a motherfucker, I'm a fatherfucker.
Alright, do you have penis in the house hostage at this moment?
But I will.
Hey,
okay.
Check it out. Hey, Steph, I'm back.
Okay, hold on. Hey, T. Mark is back.
What?
You was popping that shit now. Mark is back.
Hey, and I'll still pop it. Fuck Mark.
She said, oh, he fucking back that motherfucker.
Yeah, she went to town.
Hey, Rachel.
Yes.
You caused me to lose $5. You know that?
He said you wasn't calling back in today. He said you was not calling today.
We really need Bill on this line, yo.
Bill on there listening.
Bill
calling.
I got $10 coming my way.
Bill, I don't think Bill is around. He must be at work.
I don't know. She called me. That is proven. She know Bill.
She called his schedule out. He must be at work.
Hey, Bill is the Bill is who she was talking about last week. Bill is on radio.
The guy that I considered a man. Yes.
Oh, he's the only one out of
a couple.
Yo, you know what, Rachel?
Oh.
He's the only one.
Last week,
that's the only square ass she could find on the phone.
He was the only man on the phone because he was trying to get some pussy.
That was last week's conversation. We talked about
shit,
this
Rachel.
Week's
Bill probably a 40-year-old virgin. So he's trying to. That's why he ain't found himself because he ain't had no twat.
Hey, listen.
Wow.
I missed a whole bunch of shit. So somebody bring me up to speed.
Well, Rachel still ain't getting no dick.
She's the only one trying to recruit her young man. Only one she chooses.
Only one
she feels like it. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Rachel. T is trying to find out whoever wanted. T want to see whoever want to see her twat is.
I heard that.
Big homie said, "Hell no." Hell no. I want to see some fucking half of 100 pussy.
Hell yeah.
Half of 100, yo.
Bitch, you better hope you make it to my age. You crazy old motherfuckers. You know it's funny, you motherfuckers don't even make it to my age.
I heard she say her shit so hot it tickle when she walk.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She said her shit so good it tickle when she walk. Her shit stays wet.
My shit stays wet. She's so damn wise. She don't know the last time she seen her shit.
I see my shit every single night and day.
Every time I watch it, I see my shit.
You gotta use two mirrors from different angles to see that shit with a mirror on the back.
However, I still see it, and it's clean.
That's a plus of good hygiene right there.
That's right.
Hey, there you go. You like them to take showers and anything before March, so there you go.
Nah, I say they got to be a certain weight, too.
You probably got a little damn six-inch dick. You can't do nothing with me, no way, baby.
Hey, T, he only about 120 pounds anyway. T.
I wouldn't want a little motherfucker like that, no way.
He's probably throwing his little ass around. Hold on, let me correct this. I am little, but I weigh 159 to be motherfucking exact. And secondly, you gotta be able to fit in my tub without using lard.
I wouldn't want you, baby. You too little.
Hey, sexy old
boy. You can't handle it.
You see what happened in that movie, right?
We ain't have a show tonight for y'all to be arguing back and forth and shit.
I ain't arguing. No.
You know what I'm talking about.
Let's put it like this. From now on, we got limitations. No one over 250.
Oh, she 180? Wow.
Hell no, she 253.
250. Oh, that's her.
5'11".
Yeah, that is her.
5'11".
Who won 80? 5'11". She's 5'2". 220. And guess what? Hey, big homie, why you ain't tell me we had baby precious on the phone?
Yeah, that's baby D.
Boy.
That's baby D, baby.
Hey, Precious, how you doing?
Serena, I am not 4'11", crazy ass.
Yeah, hey, she knowing all the new snacks is coming out.
Hey, I feel like I can't even say nothing to her. I feel like I'm being disrespectful to my grandmother and shit talking to her about
whatever. You must be a little 20-something-year-old bitch then.
Oh, yes, she is so disrespectful. Yes, she is.
And the motherfucker talk about he 159. He 159 with all that fucking work gear on. He ain't 159.
You know what? He ain't got shit. If he only 159 pounds, he ain't working with shit.
Hey, let me tell you like this.
He got a little damn 5-inch Peter and trying to work it and hoping to pray that somebody will take him.
I always tell a woman when they say that, do they want to find out? But right now, I'm gonna let you pass.
Hey, Miss T. So what happens when you're 6'3", 245?
What?
When you're 6'3", 245 pounds.
That's what I want.
I got to know your jazz motherfucking money.
Hey, big homie, when you pick up, pull up on the.
This nigga right here is kind of cute. So that leaves me out then.
I'm 220. Hey, T, I'm going to help you out. So, big homie, when you go pick her up, pull her on the back so she can slide down the ramp with a wheelchair and shit.
Hey,
Mark, you fucked me up with the pick her up shit. That just got my back to hurting. Pick her up, my back started fucking tweaking.
Hey, listen. Hey, hold up. Time out.
I think I found this little nigga, yo.
Y'all done got rid of Yaya and whoever else.
Nah, that little nigga, Sexy 40, is still on the line. I think I found the little ass.
Sexy over 40.
Hey, nah, hey, big homie, you can't get sexy. Sexy over 40, I got eyes on her. I just ain't seen it yet.
Oh, nigga, you better get in where you fit in, because I'm on this nigga. I think I found this little nigga.
Crazy.
I found this nigga. That birthday adds up too. Yup. 1970, carry the one. Bring on with yup. That shit sounds about right. 1970. Oh, that nigga Aquarius too. That means she sucking mean pee now. Oh, you know them Aquarius will suck the color off your shit, man.
Hey, sexy over 40. She on there?
Yeah,
she's on there.
Yeah.
How you gave him the tips to find you? Let me find you too.
No, fuck her up, nigga. You gotta do your own homework, nigga. She ain't give me shit. I'm a, look at the lips on this nigga. You see the lips on this nigga?
Hold on, let her hear. T, you hear that, how sexy over 40 sound?
And?
Sexy over 40, say hello right quick.
What happened?
Is sexy over 40 still on there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you use the sound when your old ass is 30 years younger.
I probably did. Honestly.
That's what you sound like.
Hey, sexy over 40, is your birthday in January?
That can bring me down, sweetheart. Nothing.
Nah, you know, that's good that you're doing the age.
Yeah.
You in January?
How you find me?
I'm just going through motherfuckers that look kind of cute. And I seen this one nigga in 1970. I carried the one.
Man, I got a lot of cute motherfuckers on my page.
But, dog, it was all about the ones I like to look at. So, the ones I like to look at. And then her birthday was 1970, so I carried the one, dropped down to two. And I was saying something.
Well, hold the fuck up. I'm on there too. Where we gonna find her at?
You gotta do the homework, nigga, but look at the lips. Listen, I'll tell you what you do. You go on Dallas Page and you look for a nigga with some fucking nice ass soup coolers. Look at these shits, yo.
700 and something. How the hell you find me?
Don't you big ass lips?
See, I knew you was a fucking holder. I knew you would never fucking share. Look, who got her ass in the cut?
Yeah, listen,
that nigga going through my shit with a fine. I'm a lock my friend's shit up so you can look. You can't find my.
Yo, if she put lip gloss on them lips, that lip gloss is out.
Hold on, how you know that's the right one though? Dude, you don't even know that's the right chick. You just zoning out.
January.
January.
All you gotta do is get an account.
Hey, listen. Y'all talk about some damn pages. Y'all done ran Rachel off. Y'all done ran.
No. She here. I'm here. Y'all ain't
going to Rachel said she wouldn't say more, Ma.
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
Look at this shit right here, sexy over 40. Oh,
I ain't got
faith.
I don't have faith.
What
are
you talking about? Rachel, y'all can't find me. I don't have Facebook.
Y'all can't find me.
So you and Bill is perfect for each other, because I bet he ain't got no Facebook either.
Rachel's on here to find out whoever going to come fuck the nun out of her.
I'm kidding. I have Facebook. Y'all can check my page. I'm on
Rachel.
Facebook.
Rachel, how are you gonna sit there and lie after we was all on the air talking about Rachel on the air listening to the fucking show, but she ain't saying shit? How the fuck we know you was on the show?
And you was typing.
You
so
ain't gotta
find
Facebook.
Your ass.
You giving yourself, you lying on yourself now, Rachel.
I'm gonna find your ass too, Rachel.
And then we called you out and we said get your ass on the line. And what happened?
I'm on there. I'm on there.
And you want to find Rachel?
You're not that chick that went on a date with $11, are you?
What? I never went on a date with $11.
Okay, just checking.
No, I have 2 full-time jobs, so ain't no way in hell I'm going on a date with
$11.
You're
not on Dallas page there, because this Rachel is $11.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, Rachel said she got two full-time jobs?
Yes.
What island are you from?
Yeah, she's Jamaican.
I'm not Jamaican. I'm from the Hamptons. I'm from the Hamptons. I was born and bred in West Hampton.
What Hampton?
Now, your ass is
going
to Hempstead. Knock it off, man. The Hempstead is not the Hamptons, nigga.
Hampton.
The long ass dope. Fucking Hampton.
I reside in Mastic, though.
Mastic.
Hey, Rachel, do you go like on a dating website?
Rachel Harris.
Do I go where?
Like on a dating website.
Your punk ass, Rachel.
Yeah.
You see me?
I see your Harris ass.
I don't know. You know what?
Rachel Harris. I see you.
No, it's Harpo.
This nigga
Harpo.
Is a fucking troll. Oh, I just requested the wrong nigga. Let me take that shit back. Hold up.
Thank you very much.
I got to cancel that shit.
Hey, Bill, homie.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, go get
where
jealous,
where do I find
man.
You at?
Wait, Harpo.
Yo, listen, once she start fucking with some real jokers, Bill ass is a rap. You know them chicks always like them nerd niggas until they get around some real soldiers, and then there's no going back.
Exactly.
Really?
Then the dude be like, why you want to hang out with him? He ain't got shit.
Ooh, I got shit. I got a lot of shit.
I know you look at it as you do, but he think he the better. He going to say you don't. That motherfucker ain't got shit either.
All Bill got is nice words.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
that nigga
homie.
Spent most
hey,
of his
homie.
Time watching fucking Discovery
hey,
Channel
homie.
Trying to get
hey,
new
hey.
Words.
He got a good job, too. He worked with Mentally Challenged.
Yeah, that's good.
When he got the phone out, I said, this nigga just called me retarded? I was waiting for that motherfucker to get back on the line.
Yeah, but the subliminal shit was he was blatantly telling us that we fucking kids.
Yeah. Oh, dad.
Eddie called good hygiene retarded.
Yeah, we should hook him up with T. See if she could bring the good out of his ass.
What happened?
Hook Bill up with T.
Fucking T went one
I
that
want
nigga,
no
trust
Bill.
Me.
I don't want no
T
damn
need
Bill.
A wild cowboy.
Bill, he don't believe on fucking on it. T, he don't want to fuck on it for anything. He want to take you out. Think you meet his mom and all
no,
that stuff.
No, hey, I'm good.
Hey, I know one thing.
Nah, I'm
Bill,
good.
Hey, Bill ass better not go to jail because T said his ass just went to jail then.
He's a done deal.
She said he's going to jail. He's fucked up. He's a fucked up
you're
motherfucker.
Right.
He's a going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rachel, that shit. She wasn't here for that. That's Rachel.
What? No,
all right, Rachel,
back
so,
back in the
your
day,
guy,
back in the day,
yo,
I did the bid back in the day with my man.
No,
but
no,
it
was the day. The guy
bid.
That you with, you don't know how he make his money.
If he was the man that I'm with now, I hopefully know exactly how he makes his money. And if he's on the streets hustling, he better get a damn job cutting grass or anything, because I'm not doing the hustle thing anymore. I've been there.
I guess that's a no.
Then they said, I'm not doing any more bids. I'm not doing any more bids. Then they're done.
I guess that would be a no.
No, I ain't doing no bids with nobody.
Wow. No matter how good the penis is, huh?
No, penis. There's too many good penises out there. No.
Listen, that's why women go see men. Good dick make a bitch listen and make a bitch listen.
It depends on it depends on who you're doing the bid for and why you're doing it.
You have some good dick that's provide.
Yeah.
Huh? So you saying it depends, so it don't matter what he did to get in there, he could have did something good.
It does matter. It does matter because if he was out there, I'm using my past experience, the past person I was with, he was out in the streets hustling, selling drugs, and doing all sorts of crazy mess. But I was there. I was with him. I was young. Now, if he was mistaken identity or whatever, and still he.
What if he's defending your honor?
I would be.
What if Bill slapped the shit out of you and he beat Bill to death?
Bill's on the fucking jail.
Somebody slapped the shit out of me. I'm calling the cops on him. They ain't doing no
thank
business.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the cops take like 15 to 20 minutes in Hempstead.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm not in Hempstead. I'm sorry for y'all.
Your ass in Hempstead, bro. You're right there by the motherfucking docks. Knock it off. I know exactly where you at. You're right there where the train let out.
Wow.
Where's she from? Where's she from, player?
She right there with a train letter. You know that Long Island is the Long Island Expressway go down that month. The Long Island Railroad. You know where that shit let up at Hempstead? She gets blocked away.
I don't know anything about Hempstead.
Fucking Hamptons and Mathis.
If somebody was to take me to Hempstead, I would get lost and have to pull out my GPS. I'm not
Still
from Western Long Island. I'm from Eastern Long Island.
A 60 over 40.
Yeah.
Look me up in New Jersey. Good hygiene in New Jersey. Look me up.
Yo, dog, leave that alone, man.
Hey, my man.
This dude, man.
Hey, my man.
Hey, man.
Yo, you
know
she
alone,
don't
man.
Like
Hope
watching
the
coochie, right?
Huh?
She says she don't like watching the coochie. You ain't hear that?
I watch it, bro.
Oh, shit.
Who said that?
Don't
Wait,
answer
homie.
That. Just nod your head and say yes. Don't say nothing.
You say you want to wash your coochie, but hygiene ain't fucking with you.
Hey, all you gotta do is get there. I'll lead you to the water and I'll wash it up for you.
I thought you wasn't washing shit a couple of weeks ago.
I know, I was not, but that sound that I mean, I said they gotta take a bath. I didn't think how they had to wash it. Shit, they let me wash it. I'm gonna make sure it's squeaky clean. I'm gonna get in the benefit of that. They know how to wash it. Let me wash it. I'm gonna wash it correct and papa.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get all the creases and everything.
I gotta get that other nigga I requested off my page, yo. I requested the fucking I requested the wrong nigga. I gotta find that nigga before she accept my shit, yo. I only want anybody on my shit.
Rich, where's Rich?
Where's who, Rich?
And Lavina, yeah, they ain't on the damn air.
No, they're not.
Oh,
they
on the air. They be listening.
They listening, but they ain't.
Oh,
they just still listening.
This is.
Okay.
I think that's somebody old ass aunt that they told about the show, and she just called in.
Yeah, that
what?
Nigga is serious, dog. You ever go around her, just make sure you cover your drink, nigga. I'm telling you. She can get real
check
funny.
Check this out, bitch. I work with the damn talk show, okay?
You work
I'm
with
good.
Who?
I work with GQ. Thank you. Hey,
listen.
Matter
don't
fact,
fucking
call
bitch
in
at your
tomorrow.
Voice. We don't give a fuck.
Hey, listen. Matter of fact, call it tomorrow.
Call
she
in
has
tomorrow
a show
for
tomorrow.
Sports, baby.
Yeah, baby.
You got your
tomorrow.
Own show?
Yeah,
Steph,
she does
you
sports.
Better call
she
in tomorrow.
Sports tomorrow.
Dude, she sound like she's dog wife.
What?
She got her own show?
Tomorrow, yeah. She's doing sports tomorrow. Sports start tomorrow.
Oh,
she's
doing
talking
sports?
About sports.
Oh, that's very
interesting. I got it like that, and I got it like that.
I like that, T. I like a chick that know about sports. That's good.
Oh, I love sports. Seriously.
Yeah, there's no reason why you can't keep a dick.
Who said I can't? That's your opinion, baby.
All right, my bad,
you don't
my bad.
You don't
my
know
bad.
What comes in and out of my home, okay?
You don't
either.
And Rachel was fine. Rachel was sitting there fine in disgust, like, oh my God.
I mean, seriously.
right.
Hold on, before y'all hang, hold on. We got Lavina's on there. Lavina, you there, baby?
Sister.
Rachel, you looking for Lavina? Here she is, baby.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wasn't looking for Lavina. I know where Lavina at.
Hey. Oh, she was. My bad. I'm sorry, baby.
Excuse us.
See, you know exactly where I am.
Excuse us. Rachel looking for Lavina. What kind of shit is that?
Rachel's not looking for Lavina.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Rachel, how you doing?
Rachel's more on the lesbian side.
No,
it don't even go like that. Lavina is the best the whole fucking show.
Why you gotta tell who I am? Why you gotta tell me?
Welcome to Kiki Palace, nigga.
She's the sweetheart of the show. Bottom line.
We know who the fuck she is.
No, she's not the sweetheart of the show. The sweetheart of the show is sexy over 40.
Hey, easy. So you fucking it up, nigga.
I ain't found it yet, damn it.
You're pushing over there, yo.
Well, listen, you ain't. Are you going to tell me how it is?
No pushing.
Respect my sister. Respect my sister. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, sir, I'm going to tell you every detail, nigga. I might shoot you a video.
I can't tell you. You won't shoot no video of that.
Trust and believe.
Can you get your old ass out the window seat, please, talking?
Hey, listen, whoever gets T first, we got to put her as a world-style hip-hop as the world is old as fuck.
So, let me tell you something. The idea of a woman pussy
Mark
being half of 100 is crazy.
Mark, you only have 3 inches, baby. You can't handle this.
Listen,
your pussy is a 50-cent piece.
Yes, you only got
3 inches of hole left for use.
Yes,
the rest
sure
of it is banged out your back.
Sure is, baby. But listen, you can't do nothing with it because you only weigh 150 pounds.
Hey.
Yeah, you gotta fuck teeth with an open extension cord.
You can't have this, baby. You're not big enough. You're not manly.
Hey, listen,
enough.
I have no problem with my regulars, but I stay away from the pressure.
Mark, you had a fucking taser on standby.
When whoever fucking needs to get a bucket of lard and put on their dick.
No, you gotta have something to bring her ass back to life.
Mark is just not man enough for me.
Oh my God, that's what Rachel was talking last week.
I just had
Mark,
a nasty thought in my mind.
Call back on another date, baby, because you're not trying to shut you down, son.
Listen, big question. Why you call me big sexy?
This nigga.
When I lower my standards, precious, I will be sure to look you up.
Now, I'm not precious, sweetheart. I am Tam. I am T.
This nigga is low down,
but
dirty shame.
You would never be able to upstand.
Said when
you
I lower my
standards,
precious,
up to me. You would never be up to my standards.
That shit is wild. Yo,
I know,
because
I never let myself
look
like
right
that,
there, Mark.
I would never want you to.
Yeah, Mark, you hit below that belt, man. Come on,
yeah, Mark
okay,
went real
okay,
low with that shit. He said, when I lower my standards, precious.
Hello?
you're not up to me.
One at a time.
No, hey,
let me say to Mark.
Let me say.
Go grow some
self-esteem, baby, because I'm not the one.
What is
I am a grown motherfucking woman.
One at a time. Who else is there talking?
What is the other part of the topic?
The other part of the topic is
when you ride a dick, do you wear a t-shirt?
Say it again.
When you ride a dick, do you have on clothes? Like you hide in your stomach?
No, I don't hide shit.
Cause you know the big girls always ride dick with a motherfucker a t-shirt on.
Just ask T.
No, don't ask me shit, cause I don't know how
to find T too. T, you
on
T? What page you on, T?
If you can't accept who I am,
don't take it to my birthday.
Fuck you.
I'm about to find you your birthday, nigga.
I am who I am. am. I'm not ashamed of who I am. I could be 500 motherfucking pounds, but I am who I am.
You don't have an apology, Mom.
And I'm going to do me. And
That's right.
I have my significant other.
Mark,
thank
you done scorned the lady.
I'm sorry.
Mom,
I'm sorry.
You don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't bring me down, sweetheart.
That's right, baby.
Fuck Mark.
Hey, Vic, how are you?
Fuck that nigga, T. I got
fuck Mark, baby.
I am. I said,
I am.
I really didn't know you was high on the record scale. I mean, but...
You ain't did shit to me. You ain't brought me down no kind of way, because at the end of the day, I'm still going to get my
money. Hey, we done ran out of time tonight, y'all.
Hold up, Dallas.
Hold up,
Dallas.
Once again, Dallas, hold up.
Say what you got to say, big homie.
I didn't hear you, big homie.
She said, we was telling her, fuck Mark, and she was like, yeah, I am.
Oh, no. Hell to the fucking no.
That's what you said, we had a great fucking show tonight, man. Once again, man, I love you guys, man, for calling and everything, man. Big homie, Mark, good hygiene. T, I love you, baby. You my baby girl, baby girl. Sexy over 40, thanks for calling in, baby. And Yaya, Joseph, I don't know where the fuck you went, but you're liking my show tonight. Oh, well. It's been butter, baby. Sign off, baby. Later.
As it comes, Boyd. Wash road! It's a remix!
It's gonna be a beautiful night.
CISA, it's Tiffa and Nico.
I got the champagne. Everybody get laughed.
Champagne Dave, big boat night.
Let's start it off sexy, what do you say?
Out of Jamaican flavor,
dude. And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday. Moving up, getting. And reserve the time, not that for a city. Me and my friends in about 6 minutes. Is a dream, me no know the real world. Yeah, the imagine I can't be material, girl. Post it to